And I've been writing little things. There's a book that supposedly I'm supposed to write, but I'm lazy and busy. And I guess I use busy as an excuse to write, not to write. But here and there I write something and I put it in my shelf. Well, I wrote about God's concern for your skin. In the United States, $3.4 trillion is spent every year with beauty supplies. And I'm thinking, what? $3.4 trillions of dollars. It's going to take me a year to count that money. Are spent on beauty supplies. So I wrote all this stuff and I have it on my drawer. When I came early and I'm reviewing my notes, the Lord said, no, I don't want you to preach about that. I even thought, why did you do this to me? He said, I didn't tell you to preach about that. You're the one who decided to preach about that. Well, I asked you if I could work on this. You said, yes, but not to preach today. All right, what do I do? I want you to preach about skin. What? You wrote about it. So I went to look for my notes, and I found my notes, thank God. Went through, and it went fairly well yesterday. So yesterday morning, I preached about God's concern about your skin. And I've got some of the notes on the back there. If you wish to have a copy, you can have it. I don't like to give my notes away, but there's some of the copies there. Tonight, as I said yesterday, I'm going to still continue to preach about God's care, not for your skin. Tonight we're going to talk about your ears and your eyes. Amen. Did you know that God wants you to have good eyes and good ears?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Somebody will say, that comes without saying, true. But the beauty of this is that God was so considerate to leave few scriptures in the Bible to prove to you and I that He wants us to have good eyes and good ears. One may say, well, does that mean you don't have to use, you can't use glass? You can do anything that you want to do. I will say so. That sometimes having the glasses is a little easier. It doesn't require faith, just money. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Is that a sin? No. You feel comfortable? Nothing accusing you? No. It's all right then. Nevertheless, God made sure that in His Word, He left some things that you and I should know about our eyes and our ears. God is concerned, God is interested in your eyes. Amen. And in your ears.
Amen.
We're going to start tonight with Isaiah chapter 32, verse 3 on the New King James. On that scripture, it is bluntly clear that God wants you to see good and to hear good. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 3. Read it with me. The eyes of those who see, and the ears
of those who hear,
God don't want our eyes to go dim. And you know, I believe that God has the power and the desire and the ability to cause our eyes to be good until the day we die.
Amen.
You know, I was just thinking about this. Pastor John McCall passed away at 82. And he didn't have glasses. Are you with me here? No glasses, no hearing aid. It does not mean if you're wearing glasses or having a hearing aid that you're in sin. No. Let's not goof around here. The emphasis here is that it's God's desire. The eyes of those who see will not be dim. The ears of those who hear will listen. That tells me that God wants for you and I to have good eyes and good ears. Amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, God wants you to have good eyes. And good ears too. Brother Dion, may I have the New Living Translation here? I should have checked. I'm curious now. Then, everyone who has eyes, and everyone who has ears, glory to God. And for those of us who have been affected by eye problem and eyesight, Psalms 146, verse 8. Again, New King James Version. God has a powerful promise for us. Listen to the beginning of the scriptures. The Lord
opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord raises those who are bowed down, and the Lord loves the righteous. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. He would go to the extreme to open the eyes of blind people because he wants his people to have good eyes. Can I get some water? 1999, Johns Hopkins Eye Institute in Remington tells me that I would be blind of my right eye. I look at the physician and I said, you are so wrong. You are so wrong. You did not create this eye. You can't, thank you, sir. You can't put a tag on my eyes. On those days, I start searching for the scriptures that would show me that God is interested in our eyes. I refuse to accept a diagnosis given by a man. And the Lord brought me to that scripture. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Sometime later, I met Mama Jenkins. She said, son, I was blind for 20 years. I said, what? She said, I was blind from the time I was 40 until I was 60. And what happened? She said, I kept nagging God with his word. And what happened? She said, one day I woke up, my eyes came back to me. She died at 102 years without reading glasses. She would read the Bible just straight through. I mean, she drove during the night from here to California. Are you with me here? God is so interested about your eyes that the Bible says that the Lord will open the eyes of the blind. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 5, John the Baptist's disciples came to John and told a lot about Jesus. And then John said, boys, I want you to go to Jesus and ask him, are you the one that's supposed to come, or should we wait for another one? Jesus answered this. Go in and tell John, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. So what you're saying, preacher, that this is the reason why Jesus Christ came. To cause blind people to see, to cause deaf people to hear. Why? Because God cares about your beautiful eyes. God cares about your ears. So we don't have to settle for whatever a physician may have said. Are we together so far?
Yes.
Well, but the doctor said, that's all right. Leave the doctor alone with his prediction. The important thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ came so that blind people can see, deaf people can hear, leprous people can be cleansed, and the whole nine yards, because God cares about you.
Amen.
Now let me say this to you. If by any chance in your life a physician have said to you, well, because you have a history of eye problem in your family, you will have yabbity, yabbity, yabbity. You have cataract, or you have glaucoma, or you have macular degeneration. Renounce it. Don't take it. God is concerned about you and His Son Jesus to open the eyes of the blind. God is concerned your hearing. He sent Jesus to open the ears of the deaf. Therefore, you and I don't have to settle for that nonsense. One may think, well, preacher, but this happened on the New Testament. That's right. Brother Dion, can you put Hebrews 13, verse 8 in there? Hebrews 13, 8. It is true. It happened on the time of the New Testament. It is happening today yet. And it will continue to happen until the day Jesus Christ comes to take His church. How do you know? Because the book says Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. So He is an immutable God. If He is the same yesterday and today, that means what He did 2,000 years ago can be done today. And it will be done forever. Because He is an immutable God. Well, 17 years has gone since I was told that I would be blind of this eye. And I am still seeing from that eye. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever Jesus Christ did when He was here on planet Earth 2,000 years ago can be duplicated today by Himself, by He Himself. Whatever Jesus did 2,000 years ago while He was on planet Earth, He can do it today. Because He Hallelujah. Remains the same Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. I would like to lead you in a prayer right now, simple prayer.
Amen.
Would you care to pray with me?
Yes.
Father God,
in the name of
Jesus,
I thank you
because I have
normal sight
and normal hearing. In the name of
Jesus.
My vision is 20/20
in both
eyes. And my ears hears
everything
they're supposed to hear.
The nerves,
the muscles
in my eyes
and in my
ears
are healed
and healthy.
And they
work
perfectly
in
the name of Jesus.
The
lenses on each of
my eyes
has the proper shape and form.
And the muscles are even in length.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless you, Lord.
For good hearing.
And good sight.
Perfect sight.
I renounce
macular degeneration.
I renounce
cataracts.
I renounce
glaucoma
and every garbage in between.
I renounce
any diagnose
spoken against my ears
and against my eyes
by people in the medical field,
friends and family,
and even by myself.
I renounce it.
Right now,
I nullify,
I break it,
I destroy it
with the blood of Jesus.
I declare,
I have the ears
and the eyes of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Now here comes a little thing that most people don't know.
I believe that if you believed on the scriptures that were presented to you tonight, you will start seeing better and hearing better.
Why?
Because God said so.
Amen.
These are not the word of the preacher.
This
is on God's book.
Amen.
So, whenever the doubt comes in, knocking at your door, or if you're doing your annual, and you've been told by the physician during the annual that you have this, that, and the other, please don't repeat what they said. Please don't repeat what they said. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Brother Dion, can you put over there Mark 11, 24? What's wrong for me to say the doctor said?
I don't care about what the doctor said.
We are the people of the book.
We are the people of faith.
Instead of repeating constantly whatever the physicians may have said,
Let's
take a shot at God. Let's repeat what God says.
Therefore,
I say to you, whatever things you believe that you receive them.
So what you're saying, preacher, what I'm saying here right now, folks, is a very simple thing.
I believe that you're going to be seeing better.
I believe that you're going to be hearing better.
Yes. And if by any chance there is a temptation to believe or think otherwise, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
tell God, Lord, I pray the Lord for good sight and good eyes, and it is mine.
Amen.
Even though your body may be saying something else, or feeling something else,
no.
God said it, I believe in that settles it.
The book says that whatsoever things I pray,
I ask in prayer,
if I believe,
what does he say?
I will have them.
So what you're saying?
Stop saying whatever the physicians told you have.
What?
Yes. Stop repeating whatever the physician said you have. Repeat what God's word says you have. Lord, I believe I have good sight. I have good hearing. And I thank you for my good eye and my good ear. The Bible said that when you and I do that, we will have what we have said.
Amen.
That is power in the word. There is power in the words that we speak. Therefore, I'm asking you right now, stop repeating whatever the doctors said that you have. Now, here are some insights on how to keep your eyes and your ears healed. Number one, speak to the problem, not about the problem. Are you with me here?
Yes.
First step in keeping you healing, what is your skin, your ears, or your eyes? Speak to the problem, not about the problem. We were told in Mark 11, 23, Brother John, can you go one verse back here? For assuredly, I say to you, Jesus is talking, right? Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Whosoever says, you're talking, right? Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Now let me paraphrase. Whosoever tell to their eyes, cataract, you can't be here. Be removed and cast into the sea. What? You gotta talk. You gotta say. You gotta talk to yourself. And does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done. Are you with me here so far?
Yes.
There is a power in what you say. Therefore, stop talking about what the doctor said. Repeat what God says about you. I've got the eyes of Christ. This beautiful eyes here is the eyes of Christ. Father, I will not accept eye disease in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for my good sight. The book says, I will have whatever I said. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Many of us will spend so much time repeating what the doctor said that you end up getting sick. So the first step in keeping you healing, stop repeating what the doctor said. Rather, tell God what you want. And whatever you say, when you believe, you'll have it. I met a young lady one time. She was like 39 years old. I was traveling, passing by the church. She pulled me aside and said, preacher, I need to talk to you. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, this doesn't sound good. So yes, go ahead, sis. Can I have talk to him private? Yes. Are we going to be in the church, right? Yeah, just. So, come over this side. Yes, dear sister, how can I pray for you? Preacher, I've got to get married. So what? I want to get married. Why? Because I want to get married. I'm 39. Wow. And you haven't enjoyed life yet? I'm serious. I want to get married. All right. Would you agree with me? Said yes. I want you to tell God right now what you want. How?
By praying. You don't even have to close your eyes. Look up to heaven, tell God what you want. Lord, I've been asking you for so long, and it seems like you don't want to hear me. So I'm with this preacher here now, in agreement. I want to get married by December. Then she stopped. I said, Lord, it is good as done, because you said a new word, when two of us agree on earth, you agree and have sent her a husband. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, preacher. Don't thank me. I'm not doing anything. Thank God. That was about June time. Well, in January, we've got a message, phone message, text message. She got married on December. Was just coming from honeymoon. And she needed a little touch up. But God somehow brought a dude that found her to be the most beautiful woman on the planet.
Amen.
The coincidence here is that the family would say, you will never get married. You know what I mean? So let's stop talking about what the doctor said. You want to keep your good eye, your good hearing? Stop talking whatever the doctor said about your eyes. I've got the eyes of Christ.
Amen.
And I believe it, and that's what I'm going to have.
Amen.
Plain and simple. Next step. Let's go to 1 John 5:14. Every time that a symptom tries to come back, have a chapter and a verse in the Bible so you can confess it. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
Second step in keeping you healing. Have a chapter, have a verse that you can start confessing that in prayer. Read it with me. Now, this is the that we have in Him. So what you're saying, preacher, have a verse, have a chapter of the Bible, have a verse, so you can go to him and say, well, Lord, you said a new word, yada, 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 yada. And once you say that to him, the Bible says that this is the confidence that we have in him. I mean, you can take that to the bank. We ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. What does it got to do with the verse? If God said in his word that he wants you to have good eyes, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask him to have good eyes, he will hear us. Did you get?
Yes.
In other words, he says that if we ask anything according to his will, if it's in the Bible, it is his will.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
So you have always, this is how you're going to be healed all the time, a chapter and a verse ready to be confessed.
Amen.
So that when you go to him, Lord, you said, the preacher preached this past week in Isaiah 32, that you want to give me good eyes and good hearing. And you said in 1 John 5:14 that I can have this confidence that when I pray what you said, you're going to hear me. Then let him deal with this. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Don't repeat what the doctor said. Don't repeat what the neighbor said. Don't repeat what some preacher said. Repeat what God says.
Amen.
Have a verse. Have a scripture ready to go. So you can start confessing that scripture, day in and day out. And watch what God can do. You may be thinking, why is it so important to have a scripture? Listen to Isaiah 55:11. Brother Dion, give me that on the New Living Translation. Isaiah 55:11. Have a scripture ready. Look at this. Well, let's read it.
It is the same with my word. I send it out. It will accomplish all I want it to. Are you with me here? You want to keep your healing? You want to keep your blessing? Stop talking what other people are talking. Have a verse, a chapter. Speak the word, because he says it's the same with my word. So what is the same? My word, the word that I sent out, the word that is in the Bible, will always produce fruits. So if God says that you have good sight, and you have that scripture, you will have good sight, because the word always produces fruit. And it will accomplish what God wants it to be accomplished. Are we together here?
Yes.
Brother, give me the backslided translation here. I'm curious now. So will the words that comes out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. Are we together here? God wants you to have good eyes. God wants you to have good ears. God wants you to have good skin. God wants you to be blessed. So stop talking what everybody else is talking and begin talking what God is saying. Because this word will not come back empty-handed. It's going to do the work that God has set forth for it to do. Amen?
Amen.
When we spend too much time speaking nonsense, whatever the family said, whatever the doctor said, what the neighbor said, you can actually kill yourself. Did you know that? You can kill yourself. Prove it. Brother Dion, put up there Proverbs 18:21. Let's start with the New King James. By repeating what other people says about you, you can actually kill yourself. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Let's read it here. Death and life. And those who love it. Yikes. Tell your neighbor, don't get killed by your own tongue. It's interesting to see that the order here is not life and death. Did you notice that? It doesn't say life and death is on the power of the tongue. It's the other way around. Death and life is on the power of the tongue. Why? Because we have the tendency to repeat what other people says about us. No. Doctor said, 1993, 95, you're going to die. I told him, baloney. You're going to die in 90 days. Baloney. You can't put a tag on my life. And I'm not going to be walking around like a zombie crying. Doctor said, I'm going to die. If I keep doing that, I'm going to end up dying. Because death is on the power of the tongue. Now get this. He says, and those who love it. If you love to talk about what the doctor says or said about you, you're going to eat your words. You're going to eat what you say. So when the doctor said, you're sick. No, I'm not. You're sick. No, I'm not. I have this here. So I don't care what you have. I may have been afflicted by something. But it got to go. That's it. You're going to keep your healing. Your good eyes. Your good hearing. Your good skin. Don't get killed by your tongue. Listen to this. Dion, give me the New Living Translation here, the NLT. The tongue can bring or life. Those who love to talk. You got a point? So if you love to talk about what the doctor says, this is why You will never hear me say, my diabetes. I don't have diabetes. I was diagnosed with high sugar blood, which now, by the way, for the last 3.5 months, has been under 100. Thank you, Jesus. I'm never going to repeat it. Are you diabetic? No. Are you diabetic? No, I'm not. But this thing here says, I don't care what it says, I'm not diabetic. That was in the past. And once they pull the blood, am I diabetic? Well, no. It doesn't work like that. The tongue can bring death, or the tongue can bring life. Those who love to talk what about the doctor says, we reap the consequences. Come on, tell your neighbor, don't be killed by your tongue. Do you want to keep your healing? Stop talking about what the doctor says. And start talking about what Dr. Jesus Christ have said about you. Brother Dion, what is the Backslider translation saying here? I didn't check. I love this. Let's read it. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. I choose it to be fruit. Produce good fruit of what God says is going to happen. Are we together so far?
Yes.
Folks, God is interested about your skin. God is interested about your hearing. God is interested about your sight. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let your word kill you. Have a word ready. Have a word, a chapter, a verse that you can confess it to God. And never, ever, ever, ever repeat what the physicians, the neighbors, family and friends says that you have. A few weeks ago, I went into our new home. Amen. And there's a lot of dust in there. So I'm having a hard time. So I walk up and I'm walking up here and I meet somebody from the other church. And all of a sudden, I sneezed. Oh, you have a cold. No, I don't. I rebuke that word in Jesus' name. You're sneezing. So what? I don't have a cold. Cold don't have a place in this body. Sometimes, you know, we can bring trouble upon ourselves. Mm-hmm. Beloved, don't let your words make you deaf. Don't let your word make you blind. Don't let your word give you skin cancer. God cares about your skin. God cares about your eyes. God cares about your hearing. So repeat the word of God. Have a verse in a chapter that you can confess before Him when you come before Him, because the word can give you life and health as well the word can kill. Amen?
Amen.
May God bless you. We will continue next week.